Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. County commissioners tonight will consider a fee schedule for cell phone towers. County Commissioner Giles Buddy Bird initiated the request after the board approved a new stricter ordinance at their last meeting. He noted that although cell towers can last 20 years and prevent other uses of the surrounding property, after the building permits are issued, the towers generate no additional revenue for the county. You can attend the meeting in person at the commissioner's chambers, or it can be viewed online on the Whiteville City website. December will get off to a very rainy start as a strong storm system impacts our area with widespread rainfall and the potential for heavy thunderstorms late Monday night through Tuesday. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches are likely, but could be higher, which could lead to some flooding of the typical low-lying and poor drainage areas around Whiteville. For a better look at the weather, you can always check our meteorologist Christopher Cawley's daily weather blog at columbuscountynews.com. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, school board, and other offices begins today for the March party primaries. Primary winners will go on to the general election in the fall. There's a full list of open offices at columbuscountynews.com. District Attorney John David has announced that he will not seek re-election. David has served as prosecutor for Columbus, Bladen, and Brunswick counties since 2011. David said he intends to serve out the remainder of his term and has endorsed First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early in her bid for the office. An 85-year-old Lake Waccamaw woman was found safe in Sampson County Thursday morning after a frantic search. Betty Stanley, age 85, was last seen in Leland on Tuesday night, but she was later found in the Roseboro area, tired but safe, after she ran out of gas. Whiteville High School will be hosting the Wolfpack Christmas Bazaar tomorrow from 4 until 9 p.m. at the school. There will be local vendors set up, gift wrapping, a silent Christmas tree auction, food trucks, and so much more. Columbus Career and College Academy is collecting items for the folks at Liberty Commons in Whiteville. All donations must be turned in by December 5th. The kids will be accepting donations of socks, toothbrushes, toothpaste, box tissue, chapstick, and lotion to make gift bags for the residents for Christmas. CCCA is on the Southeastern Community College campus located at 4564 Chadburn Highway in Whiteville. Mission Valley Freewell Baptist Church will present a live nativity called The Savior is Born on December 5th and 6th, which shows at 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. each evening. The church's address is 5634 Lebanon Church Road in Clarendon. You can pick up your free tickets at thesaviorisbornnativity.eventbrite.com. Fair Bluff will have their Christmas First Saturday Market this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Bring the kids and pets for pictures with a Grinch. There will be a cookie contest, cookie walk, vendors, yard sellers, and so much more. The Whiteville Christmas Parade is this Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m. This year, the Grand Marshal is Kayla Mae Benton, who survived the car crash that killed her mother, former Columbus County News account manager Misty Cribb, in January. The parade will kick off on Webster Street and make its way through downtown, ending at Madison, Franklin, and Lee Streets. Afterwards, Vineland Station will host the tree lighting, food trucks, and more. Cookie boxes for the Cookie Crawl will be available tomorrow at the Tabor City Library and Chamber Office. The crawl is from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Friday, with free hot dogs, music, and more snow at the gazebo. Be sure to check out the ice skating rink and the new caboose as well. Call 910-377-3012 for more information. Tabor City's Christmas celebration kicks off Thursday with the parade at 6:30 p.m., followed by the Christmas tree lighting at the gazebo. There'll be caroling, the Stallions Marching Band, Reclaim Ministries, Alyssa Strickland, and more. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be welcoming visitors, and chili and cocoa will be for sale as well. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.